share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When a friend gets married, many of us would consider giving them a red packet, ang pao, to help pay for their wedding expenses. One group of friends, though, decided to plan a group present for their friend at his wedding, which has since riddled them with backlash from netizens. In a video shared on the InforoBlock Facebook page, the group can be seen showing off and giving their newly wedded friend condoms, to which the groom bashfully accepted. The video showed the friends lining up and taking turns showing off the condoms before handing them over to the groom, while his new bride politely sat next to him while friend after friend passed along the condom gifts. This incident is believed to have taken place in Kelantan. Based on a report by Harry and Metro, Preacher Associate Professor Datuk Dr. Mohd Izzar Arif Mohd Kashim condemned the act as it is disrespectful in the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad saw not only towards the ceremony but also towards the bride and her family. Prophet Muhammad was quite fond of giving gifts to people, especially those who are getting married to please the host. Because of that, Islam advises us to respect the bride, the bride's family and the ceremony that is celebrated, he said. And netizens agree with the preacher, taking to social media to share their disappointment with the group. Doing stupid work, ruining people's celebration. If I was the groom, I would chase all of them out. Just kick them out of the ceremony. Like people who were not taught manners. Because of wanting to create stupid content, they're willing to attend the ceremony without their brains. You are trash, brothers. Pity. That's why elderly people tell you to pick your friends wisely. If they're not addicts, they're sh**t like in this video. They're even queuing up to do stupid things. Datuk Dr. Mohd Izzar has since urged the younger generation to be more respectful in such situations. When attending weddings, I advise young people to be courteous, present gifts, and have fun. I'm concerned that this will become a bad habit among young people, especially since it's extensively shared on social media and prominently showcases the bride's face, the preacher went on to say. Considering condoms and other forms of birth control can help with family planning. Perhaps the group could have wrapped the condoms in gift paper instead of openly showing it off in front of the other guests. Use wrapping paper, it should be fine. You can check out the full video here. Jangan Beri Hadiah Tita Senano Kuala Lumpur. Pemberian Hadiah Tita Senano Kapada Pasangan Pengantin Seperti Yang Tular di Media Sosial Baru-Baru Ini Hukumnya Haram dan Berdosa Karana Menjatukan Aib Swama Istari, Keluarga Pengantin dan Tetamu Yang Hadir. Pendakwa, Professor Madya Datuk Dr. Mohd Izzar Arif Mohd Kashim Berkata, Amalan Itu Sepatutnya Dihentikan Karana Nabi Muhammad Sa Sendiri Sangat Memulaikan Majlis Perkawinan. Nabi Muhammad Qukup Suka Beri Hadiah Kapada Arang. Labi Laji Mereka Yang Melangsungkan Perkawinan Untuk Menggembirakan Hati Tuan Rumah. Mala Ada Riwayat Rasulullah Menyuru Para Sahabat Yang Dijemput Ke Majlis Perkawinan Yang Sedang Berpuasa Sunat Untuk Berbuka Puasa. Sampai Begitu Sekali Rasulullah Memulaikan Pengantin Dan Keluarga. Disebabkan Itu. Islam Menyurangkan Kita Menghormati Pengantin. Keluarga pengantin serta majlis yang diraikan. Katanya ketika dihubungi, hari ini. Mohd Izzar berkata, selain menghadiri perkawinan, amalan memberi hadiah untuk menggembirakan hati pengantin baru dan meraikan hari bersahara mereka sudah menjadi satu kebiasaan. Hadiah berkenan mestilah bersifat memulaikan perkawinan, bukan menghina dan menjatuhkan marua pengantin. Hukumnya adalah makruh jika perkara itu tidak menjatuhkan aib mana-mana pihak. Kantania beri hadiah tidak sepatutnya dalam bentuk tertutup, hanya pasangan pengantin saja yang tahu, hukumnya makruh. Bagaimanapun ia akan menjadi berdosa dan haram kalau perbuatan seperti itu dilakukan di kalayak ramai sehingga menjatuhkan aib swama istari, keluarga dan majlis perkawinan itu sendiri, katanya. Menurutnya, disebabkan itu, anak muda sekarang perlu berhati-hati karena Rasulullah menjelaskan, Allah SWT sangat suka kepada orang yang menutup kiaiban. Saya nasihatkan anak-anak muda supaya menjaga adab ketika menghadiri majlis perkawinan, beri hadiah dan berseloro. Saya khawatir perkara ini menjadi amalan tidak baik kepada anak muda. Lebih-lebih lagi ia dipertonton sekara meluas dalam media sosial yang terang-terangan memaparkan wajah pengantin, katanya. Sebelum ini, Tular video berdurasi 2 minute 15 saat di TikTok memaparkan situasi di majlis perkawinan di sebuah negeri di mana rakan pengantin memberikan hadiah tidak senonoh kepada pengantin. Menerusi video itu, dapat dilihat rakan pengantin secara bergelir jilir memberikan hadiah iaitu kondom kepada pengantin lelaki di atas pelaman ketika majlis. Perkongsian itu marai perhatian orang ramai dan rata-rata netizen terkejut dengan tindakan rakan pengantin terbabit yang memberikan hadiah tidak sepatutnya. Play button Harian Metro. Posted by Inforoadblock on Sunday, June 19, 2022. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Mandatory penis inspection. Notice goes viral online. School says it's a prank by Form 5 student. Source. Info Roadblock Source. Facebook Source. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.